The head of the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force, Calvin Wilson, has praised the sterling work of three countries whose names were removed from a list of nations said to have lax money laundering laws. Last week, the Financial Action Task Force, a Paris-based arm of the OECD, took the Cayman Islands, the Bahamas, and Panama off the list. All of them made important reforms to their financial services legislation. But three Caribbean nations remain on the list: St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dominica, and St. Kitts and Nevis. Mr. Wilson told me he was confident that they would meet the new deadline of September the 30th.
They are well on their way in terms of enacting legislation to meet the deficiencies which were identified by the FATF. And I'm sure that by maybe September, when new legislation is passed and submitted to the FATF for consideration, they would be on their way towards delisting.
So it's not for lack of trying.
Oh, no, not at all. There's a clear commitment from the governments in the region to be full partners in the international struggle against drugs and money laundering. And we've taken on certain obligations. And there is indeed a political commitment to put in place the necessary legislation and also to effectively implement the new regime.
Now, there's some regional governments which say they've been bullied by bigger and richer nations into swallowing this medicine to clean up their act, so to speak.